Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing. And we're so glad to be here in the service of the Lord once again. Today is Monday. It is the 8th day of June 2020. My God, we are just blessed to be in the land of the living. We're blessed to be in the service of the Lord, and we're grateful for each and every person who has joined us already and those who will join us later. We're just loving what God is doing. It's marvelous in our eyes, and in spite of all the things that are going on, we know that God is still there for us. He will never leave us nor forsake us, so we're just grateful to be here today at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, the Circle of Friends. Do know a friend who's closer than a brother, and that is Jesus Christ himself. So we're grateful for everyone who's here right now. So, Lord, we just thank you this morning for you are great, Lord, and greatly to be praised. It's from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. We bless your name, God. You are perfect, Lord. In all of our ways, we shall acknowledge you, Father, and you direct our path. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're grateful, Lord, because you are dependable. You are proven. You're sovereign. You have no respect to a person. What you have done for one, you can and will do it for another. So we're thanking you for that today. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, my God. We look to you, Lord, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. We're grateful for Jesus Christ and what he did in dying on the cross, gave his life so that we could have life and life more abundantly. So we thank you, Lord, for the abundant life today, oh God. And Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. Lord, we were lost, but we are now found in you, Father. And we're grateful that you're in us and you're keeping us, oh God, in your care. My Jesus, we thank you for the stripes that Jesus bore so that we could be healed. We're believing for healing this morning, oh God. There are many people, oh God, who need healing in their lives, oh God, healing in their bodies, healing in their spirits, healing in their minds, oh God. We need healing across the nation, oh Father, and around the world, Lord. We know that you're everywhere. You see all things, and all power is in your hands, Lord. We know that the world is rooted in your command, Lord. We're grateful, Lord, today because we know that if we just keep our faith in you, God, that we can just see the things happen that we're believing for. You said faith is, without faith, it's impossible to please you, Lord. And without faith, we know that we can not do the things that we do, Lord. But because we have faith in you, God, we know that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, oh God. We are grateful today, oh God, because we know that you are so wonderful, God, and you're seen even before we call. We know that you can answer and show us great and mighty things, oh God, that we do not even know of, oh God. We know that you have prepared many things for us in the future, oh God, that we have not even asked for. And all we have to do is to lean on you, oh God, and lean not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways we shall acknowledge you and you shall direct our path, Lord. My God, we're thankful for the Holy Ghost. And Holy Ghost, I say, have your way in this place. Lord, we ask that you lead us even today in our prayers. Lead us, guide us, teach us, oh God. We know that it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. So spirit of the living God, fall fresh upon us today, oh God. Spirit of the living God, teach us the things that we need to know, Lord, and help us, Lord, to even understand your word, God. We know we must study to show ourselves approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. We will rightly explain the word of truth, Lord, and as the states are becoming open, Lord, we pray that each and every person, oh God, will just be able to go, Lord, and speak the truth in love, oh God, and help others to know about Jesus and his love, Lord. And we're just so grateful for that this morning, that we do have an opportunity to be a witness for you, God. My Jesus, we know that there are multitudes in the valley of decision, oh God, and we pray that they will decide to serve you, oh God. There are those who do not know you yet. There are those who don't realize that they can come to you and ask you for forgiveness, oh God, and be a part of your kingdom, oh God. So we're thanking you, Lord, for that this morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray for family members across the nation, oh God, who do not know you and the partner of their sins, oh God. Many are called, but few are chosen, oh God. And we praise you, Lord, because many more will be chosen by you, God, and they will heed your call. They will accept that clarion call, oh God, to come into the kingdom, oh God, and change from where they are today, oh God, and prepare for eternity, oh God, because eternity is a long time, Lord, and we must be prepared, oh God, so that when we leave this earth realm, oh God, that we will make it into the heavenlies, and you will tell us, well done, thou good and faithful servant. So we're believing, oh God, for those who are in the depths of despair, oh God, that they will come to a place of surrender to you, oh God. Those who are downtrodden, oh God, that they will realize, oh God, that you're the one that gives them peace, Lord. You're the one that can give peace that surpasses all understanding, oh God, and you will keep us all in perfect peace, Father, as our minds are stayed on thee, oh God, in the land of the living, Lord. Lord, we pray for Belinda's family, oh God, as they are just having a rough time, oh God. Somebody in her family, oh God, has accidentally killed himself, oh God. So we pray, Father, today for the peace of God over this family, Lord. We pray, Father, that you will comfort each one, oh God, not only that family, oh God, but others who have lost loved ones, oh God. There are those who have lost people to sickness, oh God. There are those who have lost people to just murder, God. And we know, Father, that you're the one who can restore the peace in the hearts, oh God. And we know, Father, that if a person was saved, oh God, to be absent in the body is to be with you, Lord. And we just thank you for the rest that they're in right now. In the name of Jesus, my God, my God, we pray for the unrest across the country, oh God. We pray, God, today for those who are peaceful in their demonstrations, oh God, that they will continue to do the things that they must do, oh God. We all can do something, and that's why we pray, oh God, because we know that prayer changes things, oh God, and we will pray, God, and we know that faith without works is dead, Lord, so that's why there's something that needs to be done other than the prayer, oh God. We know that you're there for us, oh God, and you fight the battles, oh God, as we keep still, oh God. My God, my God, you said, be still and know that I am God. You shall be exalted among the heathen. You shall be exalted in all the earth, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, that you are exalted today, oh God, as we see things across this nation, so much hatred, oh God, so much evil, Lord. We pray, Father, today in the spirit of love, Lord. We need love across the world, oh God. There needs to be love, Father, because love is important, oh God. We know that God is love and love is of God, and those who do not love are not of God. So we pray, God, today for the spirit of love to be loosed across the nation, around the world, God, in the families, God, in the homes, God, in the cities, in the states, Lord. We know, Father, today, that people need to change their hearts, oh God. So much bitterness, oh God. My Lord Jesus, we pray, God, today for the wisdom to make a change in this nation, oh God. Wisdom to see things come to pass, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we all need a double portion of wisdom. So I loose the spirit of wisdom right now in the name of Jesus. You said if we lack wisdom, all we have to do is ask for it, and you would give it to us, Lord. So I'm asking you, Lord, to give us all a double portion of godly wisdom so we can make good decisions, Lord, as we go forward in this nation, oh God. As we teach our children, oh God, the right things to do, oh God. We teach our children how to serve you, oh God, to love you, oh God, to change their hearts, oh God, so that they can love you with an unconditional love, Lord, as you love us, Father. Hallelujah. Jesus, my God, my God. Lord, I pray for each and every person who comes to prayer, praise, and deliverance ministries, this circle of friends, that you bless each family, oh God, that you strengthen each leader of the family, oh God, those moms who are leading the family, those dads who are leading the family. There are some families, oh God, where the father is not in the home, oh God. We pray for those, oh God, who are raising their children, oh God, that they will teach them the way that they should go, that they will teach them that you are the one, oh God, that they can depend on, oh God. You are the one that they must serve, oh God, in the name of Jesus. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I pray, Father, that more people will say that and believe it, oh God, and do it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We praise you, God. We glorify your name, oh God, for that salvation coming to the homes today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I can bind up every demonic spirit that would try to block the people's minds, oh God, every witchcraft spirit. In fact, the witches, the warlocks, and the wizards, oh God, who do not know you, Father, that they will change from their ways, oh God, that they will turn to you, oh God, and the spells that they have put on people, oh God, that those spells be broken, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We shall not be ignorant of Satan's devices, oh God. We know that he is out there, Father. We know, Father, that we can resist the devil, and the devil will flee, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We decree and declare, oh God, that we rise up, oh God, as a nation under you, God, in the name of Jesus, and get radical in our witness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. The kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force, oh God. So we are thanking you, God, today that we have a desire, oh God, to see change in our nation, oh God, change in our homes, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, healing spirit, I decree and declare that it is taking over right now in the lives and the minds and the hearts today, oh God, so that people can be released, oh God, from every diabolical spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Every demonic spirit that would try to keep a hold and a clutch on somebody's mind, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that those who are schizophrenic, those who are bipolar, oh God, those who have other mental conditions, oh God, are being healed right now. Those who are suicidal, my God, I pray, Father, today that you heal them today, oh God, and they shall be healed. Save them, Father, and they shall be saved, for thou art our praise, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we praise you, God. We magnify your name, God. My soul magnifies the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, glory to your name, because we do have the victory right now. In the name of Jesus, my God, we bless your name today, oh God, for the victory. The battle is won. Jesus gave us power to tread on serpents, on scorpions, and over power of the enemy. And nothing shall by an enemy hurt us, oh God. So we thank you, Lord, today for reconciliation in our families, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, as we're going through this time of children being out of school, oh God, we pray for those children, oh God, who even the schools were closed early, oh God, but as they go through the summertime, oh God, we pray for protection, oh God, for our children, oh God. So many things can happen to the children, oh God, but we pray, God, today that you protect the children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as they go maybe to the parks, when the parks are open, oh God, as they go out to play in the streets, oh God, that they will not be shot down, oh God, that they will not be mowed down, oh God, that these children will be protected, oh God, that they will serve you, God, that they will know you, God. Hallelujah. My God, we pray for not only the children, oh God, we pray for each and every person, oh God, who does not know you right now, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we praise you, God, we glorify your name, God, we magnify you, God, because you are so perfect, Lord, and you're doing great things, oh God. It's marvelous in our eyes, God. So we thank you, God, today for the ability, oh God, to come. And we're able to stand in the gap and make up the hedge, oh God, right now, oh God, as more people are coming to serve you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for that, God. We bless your name, God. We glorify your name, God. My Jesus. We just intercede on behalf of the United States of America, Lord. We pray for our leaders of our nation, oh God, in the name of Jesus. They need Jesus Christ in their lives, oh God, the leader, oh God, of our nations and of our nation and of our governments, oh God, of our states and of our cities, oh God, in our churches, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And right now, the lines are open. Want everybody to come in. We need to pray for this nation. Pray for salvation. Pray for your family. Call out the names right
thank
now.
You, Jesus.
So let's
hallelujah, God.
In the name
we
of
thank you, Lord. We come before you, God.
We
hallelujah. We come in
name,
agreement
God.
Right
God,
now, God. We pray for this nation. God, we just pray for the people
Jesus,
of the whole world,
my God,
God, from every nation, every tongue, God. We got to cry out to you this morning because we need you. God, we thank you for Jesus. Jesus, you go to the Father on our behalf. And we thank you, Lord. Father, I thank you for our children, Lord God. Save our children, please, God. Save them from harm and danger, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We praise you, God. We have to praise you this morning. Father, we thank you and we love you, Lord God. Serve violence, Lord God. Into victory today, God. We thank you, Lord. Comfort our families today, God. There's so much going on, God.
Yes, Lord Jesus. My God,
today, God. God, we have to save our children. Please, God, we thank you. We praise you. Lord. We just want to cry out to you this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. For peace this morning, God. Oh, Lord, I want to pray for my niece, Monique, Lord. I want to pray for the Fowler family, Lord. I just think I'm praying for my family this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help us this morning, God. Help us, Lord. Take away this heaviness from our hearts right now, God.
Thank you, Father. 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 Th
be able to come, Lord, and repent, Lord, in the name of Jesus, my God, my God. Hallelujah.
Well, we're praying for our people right now, Lord God, every human being on this earth to come to you, repent, and turn from their wicked ways, Lord God. Continue to pour out your spirit, please, this morning, God. This is a crying nation, Lord God, crying out for you, Lord God. Every country, Lord God, these people are crying out to you, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for your son, Jesus. Jesus, make intercessions for us this morning to the Father. Father, we just praise you this morning. We thank you right now for the peace that's going to surpass our understanding this morning. We may not know everything, God, but you give us warnings, and we thank you for that this morning. I just want to tell you, thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Comfort my family this morning, Lord God, in our time of bereavement, Lord God. Help us to understand, Lord God, why things happen the way they happen. Touch every bereaved family this morning, Lord God. Please, God, be with us. Comfort us, Lord God. Please console us this morning, Lord God. Please let us know that we can continue to trust you no matter what has happened, Lord God. Let us know, Lord God, that you will lead us in the path of righteousness, Lord God. For every soul on this prayer line, Lord God, we cry out right now for mercy this morning. Have mercy on this whole world, Lord God. Have mercy upon every human flesh this morning, God. Father, we thank you right now that people will be obedient right now. We just praise your holy name, Lord God. Please, God, protect my niece Monique, Lord God. Father, I just thank you, Lord God. Touch her heart. Touch your son Austin's heart. Touch Tykea's heart, Lord God. Touch the Fowler family in Austin, Texas this morning, Lord God. Father, our hearts are heavy this morning, but we want to thank you right now, Lord God, that you're going to make a way out of no way for us this morning. Touch the Neely family, Lord God. Touch them in a special way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father, I just want to pray for the Jacksons and the Samuels and the Billings this morning. I want to pray for every name on this prayer line this morning, Lord God. Thank you for those that have lost their loved ones, Lord God, to violence or to suicide, to accidents or anything, Lord God. Comfort us this morning, Lord God. Shield our children today, God. Shield our youth, Lord God. We have to pray that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. Let us cover our children today, Lord God. Let us counsel our children, Lord God, to stay away from harm or danger, Lord God. We thank you that this morning, Lord God. I got to praise you this morning, God. I got to praise you. I got to praise you and thank you this morning, God. I want to thank you right now, Lord God, that you're touching each and every one of my family members, Lord God. I want to thank you this morning, God. I want to praise you this morning. I want to say thank you. Hallelujah. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you.
Bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus, we praise you again. We praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Lord, we continue to pray one for another, God. Hallelujah. My God, my God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Everybody.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. My God, we know that when anything comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, my God.
Protect each child. Protect all these children, Lord God. Protect every child, Lord God. Protect Neil while she's in Washington, D.C. this morning, Lord God. Touch our babies, Lord God. Touch the unborn babies, Lord God. Let mothers deliver healthy babies this morning, Lord God. Let them deliver healthy babies right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus.
Glory to your name, God. Praise your holy name, Father. We bless you this morning, Father. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Glory. Glory, glory to your name, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
hallelujah. Bless you, God. Bless your name, God. For deliverance across the land. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that you're with us, oh God. You before us, oh God, we can be against us, oh God. We don't care, God, because you are the Lord, amen. The Lord. You are the Lord, use your name, oh God. You're the eternal God. You're our refuge, God. You're in beneath our wings, oh God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We know that they are coming from the Lord, telling you their strength, oh God. We shall not put things in us. We shall grind and not be weak. We shall walk, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How to wait on thee, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you came, oh God, Jesus. You came into the world to save sinners, oh God. Hallelujah. You came not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance, oh God. Thank you for that, oh God. You said all this appearance come short of the glory of God. And we know that we are all as one. An unclean thing, oh God. All our righteousness is just filthy rags, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. We shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ, oh God, and every tongue shall confess to God. Hallelujah, yes, Lord Jesus. Every tongue is going to have to confess. Every knee is going to have to bow. So we thank you, Lord, today for knowing that on this day. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name. Praise your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Oh,
my God, my God.
Thank
you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, God. We praise you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. You're worthy, Lord God, of the praise, the honor, the glory, Lord God. We thank you for your keeping power, your sustaining power, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. And we bless your name, Lord Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. There's none greater, Lord God. None greater than you. Hallelujah, God. There is no God. of Jesus, Lord God. Bless this United States of America, Lord God. The families there, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Keep us, oh Lord God, from David's seed and our seed, God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we need you in the south, Lord God, like never before, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, we praise you, God. And we worship you, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you very much, sir. In the name of Jesus, God. Moving by your spirit, oh Lord God, by your power, God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We are greater, none greater than you, Lord God. So we praise you, oh Lord God. We worship you, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. In the name of your every name, say hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We say yes, oh Lord God. We thank you, God. We praise you, in Jesus' name. Yes, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Just bless and protect, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Let's you out, oh Lord God. Into the work area, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. So we thank you, God. And we praise you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God, because that name is above every name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you, Lord God. For the strength, oh Lord God. For the strength of today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Be thou glorified, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Protect our children, Lord God, as they go out there, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. Our young adults, Lord God, in the work area, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Send energy, Lord God. Send strength, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. Change, oh Lord God. The nature of people, Lord God. Yes, oh Lord God, oh God, drive out that spirit of prejudice, oh Lord God, spirit of jealousy, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let not be named among us, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God.
My God. Thank you,
Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, sir.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, God, I call you, sir. Your Sunday, God. Abba,
my
King. Hallelujah,
God. Thank you, Lord.
Abba, hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessing us again, oh Lord God. We'll keep it. Keep the power and sustain, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Moving by your spirit, God, and by your power. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Bless us, oh Lord God. Yes, Lord. Yes, oh Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord. It's about everything, oh Lord God. Every knee shall be bowed, every tongue is confessed, oh Lord God. Knowing that you're my Lord, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, King of kings, Lord of lords, our Savior, our Father, our Lord. Of our patrons, Lord God, for the Father that's in charge, oh Lord God. Move, Lord God, speedily upon your people, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, for our brothers and sisters, oh Lord God, over here in Africa, Lord God, on that continent, oh Lord God, in the press, oh Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name.
Lord of all, yes, thank you, Father.
Stretch forth my hand of deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, God. Yes, you will.
Amen.
You will.
Amen.
Say yes,
praise
only.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Well, praise the Lord once again. We're just so grateful. I'm telling you, God is so good, and he's just wonderful. And we're grateful for his love. My God, his love is just so beautiful to us. So I thank God for everybody being here today. And right now, we're just going to, since the lines are open, let's go ahead and get the names of those who are here. If you have a prayer request or a testimony, go ahead and share it this morning because God is blessing us so wonderfully. So let's hear what you have to say today. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Belinda. I'm thankful and grateful. But I called Pastor Darlene early this morning because I received a call, and my niece that lives in Texas, her son just turned 18 last Thursday, playing with a gun, and he shot himself. And his name is Todrick Fowler. and he was in Austin, Texas. And I just need prayer for my niece Monique and her son Austin. And Austin is the kid that you all were praying for that has a rare blood disorder. Just keep my family in prayer.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Amen.
Okay, anybody else?
Good morning. This is the Jean asking for prayer for myself and my family and continued prayer for comfort for the George family who will be laying their brother to rest this Friday. Thank you so much. God bless everyone. Prayers for the nation. Thank you.
Okay. All right. And
Pastor Darlene, the Keel family in prayer to my sister-in-law, Linda, her uncle. He passed away, and they're taking him back to South Carolina this week to have his memorial service too. So just keep my family in prayer. We're just going to pray for our young people, the young people. We have to pray for our children.
Amen. Okay, and then also Rob and his family, they will be finally laying their brother to rest this week too. So because of this COVID and different things going on, it's taken a while for people to complete the resting of their loved one. So Rob and his family and the peace of God within that family. So we're praying for Rob and his mom and everyone. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right.
Jesus.
Anybody else want to start our prayers? Amen.
Amen.
Okay, and of course, while we're praying, whatever's on your heart, just go ahead and put it out there to the Lord because we know He knows everything. So we got all the requests. We've got Belinda's family concerning the loss of the 18-year-old person that accidentally killed himself. We'll be praying for Linda, healing, and court in 2 weeks. Yvonne asked for a prayer for Jimmy Lee, her brother-in-law, so we'll be praying for him. Marie, praying for healing of her back and her left arm and everything else in her body that may be trying to creep up. We'll be praying for that. Apostle Horsley, doctor's appointment this week, a good report. Praying for salvation for Yvette. If somebody is moving around, if you could please mute your phone so that we don't hear the noises in the background. Just mute your phone. There's a mute button on your phone. We appreciate that. Okay, and then London and Lavea, praying for them that they will be covered and drawn to Jesus Christ. Jeannie, for herself and her family. The George family as they lay their loved one to rest. The Keels family as they're laying their loved one to rest, and Rob and his family. Also, we just want to continue to pray for the nation. I mean, there's just so much going on in the nation, and we know that God can bring peace. So we're going to pray and believe God to do all of this. He can do all things but fail. So let's pray together in faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you.
Our Father, which art in heaven, we come before you this morning, Lord God. We come in your presence this morning, God, because you told us, Lord God, that we can come to you. We thank you this morning for your Son, Jesus, your precious Son, Jesus, the Lamb of God, worthy to be praised this morning. As we ask Jesus to go to the Father, making intercession for us. God, we just thank you this morning that Jesus is alive. Yes, he is resurrected. He lives right now, Lord God, and we're going to thank you for the peace this morning, Lord God. We're going to thank you this morning that you're going to comfort us. We're thanking this morning, Lord God, that you, Lord God, are going to pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Father, we pray that no weapon formed against anyone, whether they're you or adults, Lord God. We pray that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And we thank you right now, Lord God, that you, Lord God, are touching this world where they're protesting, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you, Lord God, are going to destroy the work of the enemy right now. The enemy that tries to attack people's minds and their hearts right now, Lord God. And Father, I thank you right now that you're sending your servants out today, Lord God, to minister to your people. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you are going to continue to pour out your spirit upon all flesh. Thank you, God, that you're coming back to rescue us, that you're saving us from destruction right now, Lord God. Father, I just pray for families right now. Now, I pray right now, Lord God, that people will stop trying to party in the name of Jesus. We will counsel our children about what to do when they're at a party, Lord God. I want to thank you this morning, Lord God, that you still continue to pour out your spirit. You are no respecter of person. Thank you for your love this morning. Thank you for the peace this morning. Thank you, Lord God. I thank you right now, Lord God, that you, we can trust you. We have to trust you today. We love you, Lord God. Nothing that you do is a mistake. Lord, we thank you for that this morning. We thank you right now, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus, we thank
you, Lord God. You are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you are shielding us right now. You are putting a hedge of protection around our loved ones. Putting a hedge of protection around the people that we don't even know.
We pray, Father,
for you to intercede for the lady of God in the land. God, we know that only you by your spirit, by your power, by your might, that you would draw them. And we thank you that you're turning hearts towards you right now, Lord God.
We magnify your name, God. Hallelujah.
Let us destroy the works of the enemy. Lord God, as we come before you this morning, Lord God, as we praise your name, Lord God, as we clap our hands and stand by you, as we adore you this morning, Lord God, as we adore you, Lord God, we admire you because you are awesome. You're mighty and powerful. And the pulling down of all the strongholds, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing this morning, Lord God. Every prayer request on this line this morning, Lord God, we know that you are faithful and just, Lord God. And Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God, that you will reward us today. Lord God, with your love, Lord God. All we need is your love. Surround us with your love today, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, that you are removing darkness this morning, Lord God. You loosed every chain and every shackle in the midnight hour, Lord God. We know that you did it. You did it for Paul and Silas, and we thank you, Lord God. What you did back there then, you're doing it right now, Lord God. Father, part every red right now, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you that you're moving mountains out of our way. Right now, Lord God, for every matter, Lord God, that people are concerned about, Lord God, you are concerned too. We know this. We can trust you, Lord God. We lay everything down at your feet. We know that you, Lord God, will handle it. And we thank you right now, Lord God. Please, God, touch the grieving hearts of people, Lord God. I beg of you, God, to touch my niece Monique this morning, Lord God. Please comfort her right now, Lord God. Father, I just thank you right now. I praise you right now. I just want to thank you, Lord God. I want to thank you so much, God. I want to praise you this morning, Lord God. I just want to talk to you this morning, God. Just to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord God, that you have spared so many lives, Lord God. You have spared them from the coronavirus, Lord God. Protect our little children, God. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you that people will be obedient to the government, to those that are in authority right now, Lord God. But, Lord God, we have to be obedient to you. What your word says for us to walk after the things of God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you that your anointing will flow this morning in the name of Jesus. The fresh morning dew, Lord God. How you right now, Lord God.
So, Lord God,
you just love us so much. We can't do nothing but tell you thank you right now. Thank you that you have already pulled down those strongholds. Thank you that you have destroyed the works of the enemy. Thank you that we can trust you. We can live by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Lord God, for this day. For truly you made this day. You made it for us to rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you for the peace. We thank you for the joy. We thank you for your mighty hand stretched out toward us right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus, your blood is so powerful. Let it cover our children. Let no harm or danger come to any of our children, whether they're our family members or just people on the street from every nation and every tongue. Touch them right now, Lord God. Father, right now, you are working everything out. You are right now revealing the evil in this world. Right now, Lord God, you are exposing those people that are the enemy. You are exposing those that are working evil, those that are prejudiced, Lord God, those that are committing violence ask right now, Lord God. You are exposing them right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that right now this morning. Our hearts are heavy this morning, Lord God, but you are the one that will lift us up right now. And we thank you this morning, Lord God, as we cry out for our nation, as we cry for those people right now that are protesting. We know, Lord God, that you, Lord God, will make a difference right now. As we cry out to you this morning, we have to come before you. You said that we can come before you right now, and we thank you. And Jesus prays for us. Jesus goes to the Father, and he prays for us. He intercedes for us. And we thank him for that this morning. We thank you for your Son, God. We thank you for Jesus. We will praise his name. He is our Savior and our Master. He's our whatever we need, he's there. We thank you right now. We thank you right now, Lord God. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you right now. We thank you right now, Lord God, as you begin to turn the hearts of the people towards you right now. We thank you for peace, Lord God, for peaceful protesting right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you that conviction will fall upon the hearts of the people that are doing wicked things right now in the name of Jesus.
My God.
Keep covering our homes, our children, people that are traveling, cover them with the blood of Jesus. Your blood is so powerful, and we thank you for the blood. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I will be obedient any time, Lord God. You ask me to do something, I will do it in the name of Jesus. We just thank you this morning for every person on this prayer line. You're granting them their heart's desire right now in the name of Jesus. As we cast our cares upon you this morning, we know that you care for every person on this prayer line and everyone that we're praying for. And we thank you for that this morning. We will praise your holy name. Thank you for the healing that's going to flow through the bodies this morning, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Thank you for healing this morning. Thank you right now for favor this morning. Thank you that you're going to be in the courtroom. Thank you that you're going to be everywhere. Thank you, Lord God, that people will not lose their homes right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, you're going to feed us and clothe us right now. You're going to provide for us this morning. You are our provision. You are the one that we can look to. And we thank you for that right now. We trust you and only you, because you're the only one that can provide for us in the name of Jesus. And we thank you as we come together on this prayer line this morning, as we come together, Lord God, coming together on this prayer line, touching and agreeing, Lord God. And we thank you, Lord God, that you're going to grant everybody their heart's desire in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God, I just love you this morning. I'm going to praise you this morning. I'm going to thank you this morning right now in the name of Jesus. I will praise him forevermore, no matter what the situation is. I will praise you. I will lift up my voice and my hands to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the only one that we can trust, the true and living God. He is alive, and we thank him for it, because nothing dead can do anything for you. So we thank you for our living King, King Jesus, and we thank you for that right now, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you, and we praise you for the comfort and the peace this morning. For the love, first of all, in the name of Jesus. For opening up our eyes this morning, Lord God. Thank you right now, Lord God, that crippled will walk this morning, and the blind will see right now, and the heavy heart will be lightened, because you, Lord God, will take care of everything for us right now. As we grieve, Lord God, you grieve with us in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, let the peace of God be in our heart today.
Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Once again, we're just so grateful for these prayers. I'm telling you, the word tells us the fervent, effective prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And so there's much power when you pray and you're sincere about that prayer and you're praying the word of God. That is one of the keys that we have to keep in mind. Pray the word of God, because the word says that his word will not go out and return to him void. It's going to accomplish that which he pleases. And so as we speak the word and pray in faith, believing, we see God doing great things. And just so we just get a little bit of what the scripture is, I'm going to read the scripture of the week, which is found in the book of Psalms, chapter 121, verses 1 through 3. And it says, I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. So we're grateful that the Lord is there for us. We look to him. We lift up our eyes to him, because we know he's right there just waiting to hear our call. And he's waiting to do the work that we are asking him to do. all these prayers that have gone up. We know that God continues to just answer these prayers, and whatever sickness or disease may be in your body or trying to sneak into your body. Sometimes the enemy tries to come in like a flood, but the Spirit of the Lord lifts up a standard against them. So we're believing for Marie to get her complete deliverance, our sister Jeannie, our sister Yvonne, the different ones who have things in their body, sister Linda, those who have asked for prayer, brother our Apostle Horsley, we're believing for his complete healing and nothing missing, nothing broken in his life. When he goes to the doctor, he will have a good report, believing for that. And those families who have lost loved ones, God is comforting each one name by name. And we're just trusting him to continue to help us as we go through this earth, as we go through this earth realm, as we're going through these lives that we're living. God will never forsake us. So we're trusting him. He is so perfect. And in all of our ways, we want to acknowledge him, and he's going to direct our path. So that's the thing. We have to just keep our eyes on the Lord and keep ourselves in prayer and supplication to the Lord and doing our fasting, you know. You know, you can do your own fast without us calling a fast here, and we know that God will hear your call when you call on him. So we're grateful that God is there for every person, every one of us. And those of us who don't know Jesus yet, we're believing for salvation to come. We know that God will bring people to the kingdom. So we look to him, look into the hills for the help to bring those people who don't know him yet into the kingdom. We're believing God to just do great and marvelous things, even though we're seeing all kinds of things going on across this nation. And there are some things that we as a people can do. We can start with our families. We can start to help them to know better how to maneuver in this world. You know, there are things that we can do. We seem to always to be the bottom of the barrel in a lot of different things. So we're believing God to help us as a people, as a black race and of African Americans or whatever we want to call ourselves, the people of color. We're believing God to give us some wisdom on how to deal with these things that are going on and not continue to be in a place where we are hurt, we are killed, and our lives snuffed out. We know that God can help us. He helped the Israelites many years ago, time and time again. They served the Lord, then they turned their backs on him. You know, many people in this nation have forgotten about God. So we have to turn back to him as a nation to return to God so that when we call on him, he will answer us. And we know that he's sovereign and he has no respect of a person, but we also want to know that he wants us all, the whole nation. He would just love it if the whole nation served him. You know, if everybody who's out there marching and protesting, if every person out there was saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, my Lord Jesus, what a change we would see in this nation. So we believe God to bring people to him and draw people to the kingdom before it's forever lasting too late. So as we're leaving today, I pray that each and every person will have a beautiful day, that you will go through the day just keeping your eyes on the Lord and not on your circumstances, trusting in him and thanking him in advance. Get your dance on in the morning time. Always give God praise before you get started in your day because he is so worthy. He's worthy of the praise, the honor, and the glory. So if you praise him first of all and not be feeling bad about what happened yesterday or the day before, and just thank God that he allowed you to see what happened and that you have prayed about that thing and you have given it to God. And God already has done the work. So I love each and every one of you. I pray that you will continue to love yourself, love the people around you, share the love of God. Many people need some love in their hearts, love in their lives. They need to know that they are loved. So share love today. Share love every day and see God doing some awesome work. I pray that each and every one of us are blessed and we cannot be cursed. I decree and declare that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. And that the enemy is put to shame. He's under our feet because we have the victory over him. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu, and that's the spirit of zealousness for God. And we hope to see and hear you on tomorrow. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, praise the Lord. We are so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be someone out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved, as you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart. If you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. Well, we thank God for each and everyone who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. And what I would suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. Right now, if you desire to send a donation, an offering, or gift to support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest. The street is spelled Ardley. That's 3171 Ardley Road, Southwest, in the city of Atlanta, Georgia, zip code 30311. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961#. Select the pound sign for current session. And if you desire to listen to a previous session, please give me a call or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and that you live in continuous abundance. And I decree that the favor of God continues to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.